So, talking about raising money, that's where we were, weren't we? We were talking about, you know, it's time to stop looking at funding, because there's hardly any funding. Now, how many books are you selling a week?
We're selling about nearly 100 books a week.
That's fabulous.
And we haven't
Is this through Amazon? Or
through Amazon, yeah. There's some local as well, but not as much, because if you look at bookstores and libraries selling books, the footfall is not massive, so you haven't got as much kind of access to selling them, because if you've got 100 people coming in, maybe only of 1% of those want to buy books, so all of a sudden you're then only talking about one or two people buying books, where Amazon, people are going on there to buy books. And you've got millions of people all over the world going on there. So suddenly, if you've got a book that someone wants to buy, that's it. And if it's cheaper than someone else selling it, that's it.
Where's the furthest away you've sold a book?
I sent a book to Australia, Japan, America. Sent a book to South Africa. Yeah, a lot to Europe, a lot more to Europe. But that's, the furthest one I'd say is Australia.
So, Darren, what really is the point of the libraries?
The point of libraries is, well, you see today, people are using them. Some people have been looking at the books. Some people are using the computers, having IT training. We've got kids in here using the computers.
I see a lot of children in here today.
They haven't got one at home. It's about looking at putting initiatives on to encourage them to do other things. Or to encourage them to read books as well. We've had maths and English classes going on.
That's grown as well, isn't it? Because you've had to extend that to two sessions now.
Yeah, they've got two sessions. They've got one session is for the where it's their first year of doing the class with them, because otherwise the second years felt that they were falling behind being in there. So they split it, and now they've got a second year one for people doing GCSEs and things like that.
Do you know what I noticed? One of the little girls, because obviously I worked here, but I left quite a while ago, didn't I? But I've come back today, and one of the young girls, her confidence, she's like a different girl.
That was one girl. We had one kid who was... a home educationist kid, because he's got severe dyslexia and I don't know what else as well, but he came in and started having the lessons, and he's going to school now. They're applying him to go to school.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, and that's the difference, and that's what we need to do is actually reach out to people that need help and stop helping people that actually don't need help. And that's what we've got to do, is look at really talk to people and listen to them, not just listen but actually hear what they're saying.
Now, I know you do a lot in your libraries. You have an old senior group, which is senior
group. We've got the senior group. We're going on the 8th of December, we're going on a medieval dinner, and I'm going there as well to go and entertain them. So that will be fun.
Where's that?
It's over in St Catherine's Dock, where we're all going. There's about 25 of us going.
Wow. What about your IT training for seniors?
IT training is going on in Sydenham Library and Pepys Library, and in those two libraries, it happens in all the libraries, but in those two libraries they get a free computer as well if they're over 55.
Right. Yeah. And what else have we got going on? What else have you got going in your libraries? It's not just those two.
We in Crofton Library, we've got a baby bounce on Friday mornings, 10 o'clock till 10:30, and I've seen the figures, and they have 90 people turning up. The prams take over the adult library. You can't get a book out.
90 a week in the week.
Yeah, in the week. It's just on the Friday morning.
90.
Yeah, just in one. Just for
So that's you taking the library over.
They've taken the library over. The baby bounce sing along.
But that's fantastic.
It is fantastic, and that's what the library's about. It's about people using it. And
did they have a baby bounce in Lewisham House?
They did, but so it wasn't. It was there, but it wasn't as many as that. But what we've got is we've allowed a person who's got their own children's activity project in Broccoli to come in and deliver that on a voluntary basis. And what we do in exchange is we promote her services. So it means it doesn't cost us anything to run it, and it's really professional. I was